1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new law to try to help homeowners who have seen their properties taken over by squatters. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Effective July 1st, any property owner dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner.
Two big cocaine busts in Colombia, one in a speedboat, was caught with more than 3 tons of drugs on board, worth about $113 million. And another, 2 tons of cocaine was found at a port packed in avocados. And the future of the dachshund may be in danger in Germany. A bill there calls for a ban on the breeding of the so-called little sausage dogs for their legs and long bodies that can cause spinal problems for them. Critics of the bill say the breed is part of Germany's heritage, though. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it, $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose Pat Beverley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverley says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and I'm going to need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverly likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio. Yes, it is. WMBX. Again, we're here. The John and Gordy Show at 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Just trying to change it up, you know? What do you think? I was going to say the same thing over and over again, and I try to mix it up, and I'm getting myself mixed up.
Now you're confused.
Yes, now I'm.
Like a caveman.
Bouncing off the walls here.
It's supposed to be Mad Radio 92.7
right,
WMDF.
I'm shuffling it around.
Why?
Just keeping it fresh.
Cause trouble?
Keep it fresh.
We're live from downtown Madison.
Right.
Just a block or so away from the state capitol. The dome shining there in the night.
Yes. Oh, it is.
All the lights
beautiful.
That they
it's
put.
It's gorgeous.
It's clear this morning. It's cold. It's 25 degrees. There was a little frost up in the North Country, Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Well, I had some frost on the car window this morning.
Yeah. So you might want to, you know, allow a little extra travel time. You know, get the scraper
Well,
going.
You never know. You know, if somebody doesn't scrape it off like me this morning, you could be hit by another driver.
You could. We don't want that to
happen. Not a good thing.
I'm that other driver. I didn't scrape my window this morning.
Oh, man.
Sam. Yeah, I know. It's tough, isn't it?
I live life on the edge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day. We'll get up to about 42 degrees today.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Not as windy. Yesterday was windy. Pretty breezy.
It was.
Not today.
No.
Nope. Not today. Nope. The wind has gone away. Blown away. Oh, you hit the dump button.
Good God. What are you doing? You can't keep the headphones on this morning.
Well, you know, whoever's in here at night loosens them up, you know, so much. I don't know who does that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
now you're better.
Nice and secure
now. You're better off.
Maybe I should get some. What is this?
Rambling on.
Oh, rambling on. Yeah.
I
could use. You know what I could use? You got any duct tape? I could just duct tape the headphones to my head. You know, just. Yeah. Okay.
You shouldn't have any problems with it. Is it better now? Do you have them adjusted perfectly?
Yes, it's perfectly adjusted. Thank you for caring.
Well,
okay.
I worry about you.
You're not alone. I worry about me too.
Yeah.
I completely forgot what I was about to say.
Days of the.
The National Days Calendar.
Yeah.
All right. Is it that time again? Yes, it is.
You see, you're Let's mixing it up too. You're trying to make it fresh.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Kind of shuffling the
deck.
The lineup a little bit
shuffling
here.
Shuffling your headphones.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Do we have music for the National Day Calendar, or have we just forgotten the
jumping music?
Okay. I can't find it.
Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to look at the sheet because I know these are the official days. And I'm just going to, as I always do, close my eyes. No, I actually don't, but I am just glancing at you to see how you react.
You were already looked. No, you didn't.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Which of these days is it or is it not? Is it National Triglycerides Day? Is it National Black Forest Cake Day? Is it National Something on a Stick Day? National Registered Nurses Day? Uh-huh. Or is it National Weed Appreciation Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Nurses Day.
You looked.
Am I right again?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
It's not National Registered Nurses Day. That's some other day.
I'm getting way too good at this. We'll just have to give this to Sam.
Yeah.
Maybe John is secretly a mind reader.
Yeah, could be.
All right. What would you think National Triglycerides Day is all about?
Well, that's something you got to always watch. Triglycerides in your butt. You have to make sure that the triglyceride level is low.
Yeah.
You don't want high triglycerides in your blood.
Well, you're pretty close. The observance serves as a reminder to patients and practitioners to know about the hidden risks of triglycerides.
Yes.
Learn your numbers and take steps to bring them to healthy levels. I just had mine checked a few weeks ago. Right. Everything seems to be on track.
Excellent. Yeah.
High levels of triglycerides in your blood can be a risk factor for heart disease. Mm-hmm. And, of course, triglycerides are different from cholesterol, though they are both a type of lipid or fat stored in your blood, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, you want to decrease the amount of low-density lipids in your bloodstream, and you want to increase the high-density lipids if you can, and olive oil or the Mediterranean diet helps in doing just that.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Dr. John.
It's National Black Forest Cake Day.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. I get choked up when I think about Black Forest Cake Day.
You know, what is that? What is Black Forest cake?
Well, it recognizes, well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Most often bakers layer several sheets of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer to make Black Forest cake.
Ah.
Then they decorate the cake with whipped cream, maraschino cherries, and chocolate shavings, and some traditional recipes call for sour cherries between the layers, and what is this word? Kirschwasser? I don't know. It's a
liquid distill from cherries.
Kirschwasser.
Yeah, it's probably some liqueur.
It is a liqueur. Yeah, distilled from tart cherries to be added to the cake. In the U.S., bakers usually do not use alcohol. Okay. However, in Germany.
What are we listening to?
Cannot read.
This is black velvet.
Ah. Yeah.
Not exactly black velvet cake, but close enough.
Right.
That's Heart? But is that Heart?
I thought it was Heart. It's Alana Miles.
Mm. Oh. Okay. It's National Something on a Stick Day.
I haven't finished with Black Forest Day yet.
Do you have more thoughts about it?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay. I think that most cakes, or almost all cakes, should forego the sweet, sugary frostings they put on cake. And instead, replace it with the cream or
whipped cream.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Instead of icing or sugary icing.
Get rid of the icing. Just put the whipped cream on.
Yeah, you're right. I think.
Okay. Right.
Kind of covered.
Or sometimes I don't like a lot of frosting on a cake, but a little bit, it's good.
Right. Okay.
All right.
But no one ever makes it.
That's true.
The right amount.
Like if you get a cupcake from the store, there's like 3/4 inch of frosting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need that.
Nope. No, you don't.
No. And that, again, is why we should have whipped cream as a replacement for frosting on all cakes.
Okay.
And I'm making that decree now. Could we make that a special day in the
history books?
We'll send Chef Johnny's decree.
That's right.
We'll send it in. And see what happens.
Well, okay.
This is National Something on a Stick Day, observed each year on March 28th. Something on a Stick Day is a food holiday that lets you use your creative talents. Mm-hmm. Once you get started, the possibilities are endless. Foods that come on a stick are fun and easy to eat.
Sounds like a person that spent way too many times at festivals.
Mm-hmm. There isn't much that can't be put on a stick.
Carnival stick.
When you think about putting something on a stick... When you're talking about food, there's really endless possibilities. Soup might be one of those exceptions. Kind of hard to do soup on a stick.
Yeah, but what are they deep fried ice cream now, right?
Yeah, and Twinkies.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you can make a popsicle out of soup, then you can put soup on a stick.
There you go.
Okay. Well, they mentioned popsicles and frozen food staples like corn dogs, of course. Food on a stick, one of the world's great inventions. Fresh fruit, kebabs, skewers of grilled veggies, meat on a stick. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities. So this is a day to salute all those things on a stick.
And they have a watermelon on a stick. An orange slice
an
on a stick.
An orange slice?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know what this is. It looks, I guess, like a corn dog with something else on it.
It's like pineapple, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
Last night, we had corn dogs for the guys.
Did you now?
Because when we have leftovers of a food that they're not especially fond of, we eat that and we give them the corn dogs because we want certainly for them to eat hot dogs with all the cancer-causing nitrates possible. It's in the oven, right? And I always tell my wife, could you just do it in the microwave? It's going to save a whole hell of a lot of energy. But she always makes it in the oven because it tastes better that way. Mm. But it smells just like a carnival in our house.
for the next few hours.
Smell,
Can't get rid of it.
And it's a wonderful smell. They had corn dogs last night.
Yeah. So your house smells like a carnival
now. It does, a midway.
Mm. Yeah. Well, here's something that'll help. You could salute this day. It's National Weed Appreciation Day. Get a different smell going.
That is
your house.
A much better smell.
This day, March 28th, National Weed Appreciation Day, each year reminds us of some of the weeds that are beneficial to us and our ecosystems. Yes, humans.
Yeah, wrong kind of weed.
Well, no, wow. So far. Humans have used weeds for food and herbs for much of recorded history. Mm. Some are edible and nutritious, while other weeds have medicinal value. Do you remember as a small child the fun you had with dandelions? Do you, John?
Yes. Oh, yes. Lots of
fun
with
dandelions. Bright yellow flowers serve a purpose. Dandelions are a food source for insects and some birds. Humans eat young dandelion leaves.
Almost an unhealthy preoccupation with dandelions when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
You can make a dandelion tea.
I'm not going to tell you what I did with them. I'm not going to say anything about it.
Why don't you? Come on. Come on. Now, I know you want to say it now. What are you talking about?
But, of course, you know, when
what
the Stones came out with dandelion, it was their tribute to my favorite little pastime. I can't tell you what I did with dandelion.
Is it X-rated? What do you mean? Okay. Can you?
I can't tell you.
John Peterson, the international man of mystery.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
Native Americans use dandelions to treat specific ailments. Nutritionally, dandelions contain a source of vitamin A, C, calcium, iron, and fiber. Who knew that dandelions were so healthy?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Actually, I'm just making it up about the dandelions.
You got it.
But, you know, somebody makes dandelion wine. My grandfather did.
Yeah?
And I still can't figure out why he thought it tasted good. It was awful stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the way he made it.
Sam, you want to crack open the history book?
Sure. Let's do this real quick. We only got a minute left.
All right.
Yeah, that's all we need.
1963. John, this one's for you.
Yes. Mm.
The Birds premieres in theaters.
Absolutely. Yeah, ooh, I just
lovely.
Love that. And I have Birds Barbie, as you all know.
Right.
1979, 3 Mile Island nuclear accident happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't around for it.
Yeah. That didn't work out real well.
No,
and a lot
not
of people
really.
Have kind of soured on nuclear power plants at that point.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that area is still closed off. Yeah, 3 Mile Island.
It might be.
Yeah.
Let's get through a couple birthdays real
quick. All right.
Quick.
Okay.
Frederick Pabst.
Pabst Beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. He was born in 1836.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire, 1955. And Lady Gaga, she's playing us out, 1986.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right.
619 coming up, the Mean Farmer. Oh, yeah. You know.
You know.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, broadcasting live from State Street this morning. And when you listen to that music, you almost imagine the go-go dancers.
Oh, yeah.
In their cages.
Right.
Grooving to the sound.
Their mini skirts and their high white boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
those were the days.
I didn't like the dancers in those shows.
They
I
were
just wanted to see the group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought when we were watching Hullabaloo and Shindig at the time, right?
Right.
But now, when I'm watching it, those are the ones I'm watching. I've seen the group. Now,
right.
I just want to watch them dance and see which one is the better dancer and who's improvising, you know, in a way that doesn't time out with anybody else.
It was kind of a weird time in television because they had dancers on shows, on these variety shows, like the Jackie Gleason show, the big time variety shows.
Anita Kerr dancers.
Yes. You know,
things like that.
But then when, you know, that music started to change into the 60s music, the mid 60s, late 60s, the dancers still needed gigs, I think.
They did, and
they had probably a pretty strong union or something. So they're like, we're going to have dancers still on these go-go shows, the Hullabaloo show and Shindig. And they'd come out and do these routines in between some of the bands.
I know, and we thought, how square.
It is just weird.
You know, that's not how you dance.
No, that's not how people are
but
dancing.
But now I'm thinking, that's how they danced, at least then, on that show.
Yeah.
But not in real life. People did not dance like that in real life.
No. Not the amateur dancers, the rest of us. The professional dancers, maybe.
Yeah. But you can watch those shows now on YouTube, and they're just fun as hell to watch. They are. And you know, go-go dancing is just, it's an art.
It is.
As I sit there watching them. On these large stages,
high platforms, and then they were in a cage. Why a cage? So they wouldn't fall off?
It's a weird fantasy thing for men, I think.
I guess.
I'm not quite sure I figured that one out.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we get to it? You know, we're talking about bizarre things, strolling in. It's the Mean Farmer.
Is it time for Mean Farmer already?
I think so, and he's got a weird subject today.
Oh, boy.
So let's check it out.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, the animals take over. A coup de barnyard. An Orwellian nightmare. Whoever Orwell was. Hey, who's in charge here? Well, anyway, here's what happened. I was on vacation, you know. I'd gone up to Lake Prairie Pelican for some fishing. You know, when I get tense and tired after a tough year, usually just before the state fair, I need all my energy for the state fair. Got a booth at the state fair. You know what I sell? Oh, you know. Oh, you know what I sell. Corn dogs.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, what else would the Mean Farmer sell? Corn dogs. You know what's in my corn dogs? Oh, you don't want to know. You know you don't want to know. Anyway, I went fishing, but it ran out of dynamite, so I headed home a couple of days early, and right at the end of the drive, first thing I see, one of my combines tipped over, it's burning, and the chickens open fire. Boom, boom, ricochet. Wow. Oh, they're smart devils, them chickens. You ever seen them? Some of them will peck at piano keys for food pellets or dance on a Lazy Susan at the betting zoo. Oh, heck. I mean, the Air Force has even trained them to peck at TV screens to keep targets all lined up. Inside every smart bomb during the war, a chicken. Anyway, they'd rigged up a couple of my hunting rifles and they'd peck, bang, peck, bang. Oh, boy, I tell you, they're smart, but they're inaccurate. Cattle stayed neutral in the coup. The pigs did use the opportunity to break into the pantry, remove and bury all my smoked hams. Cute little cemetery. And my pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer, attacked me. But, you know, you expect that. I mean, that's the nature of pit bulls. They turn on you. As for the rest, check this walkout. Stir fry, baby. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the most exciting thing at any state fair, parking. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, get your old rusty trucks warmed up. Here we go. Pour some oil on the block. Get them smoking.
And that's what it's all about.
Okay.
All right. Corn Mean dogs farmer. Making their appearance in the Mean Farmer Show. Yeah.
You never know what he's going to
You really
do.
Don't. No. You know. You know you don't know.
That's
you
right.
know you don't want to know.
True. True, true, true.
A little bit later on, we've got a guest in the studio. Christina Leffring is returning. She's from Tone Madison. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, there's some cool things going on, yeah. And she'll have it here. A little bit later on as well, we're going to get to Disney. Mm. Oh, man.
What's going
that
on with
Disney? That case is over. I'm kind of angry about it. Angry Johnny appears again.
Okay.
And we have the RNC litmus test everybody's talking about. But, really? Yeah, I just have an angle on it I thought I'd bring up. You know what they have to do, right? Mm. They have to believe that Trump won the election.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the litmus test. But, you know, we're going to take a look at that. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court here in our state has made the process a lot faster. So we'll get to that story as well. But first, of course, we've been talking about on this program constantly Christian nationalism. And this time we're going to talk.
How's those Trump Bibles selling so far?
Yeah. I want to know. Yeah, how's that whole thing
$59.99 for a Trump Bible.
Yes.
A God Bless USA Bible.
I wonder how many Bibles he'd need to sell in order to pay his legal fees.
Yeah, do the math. Boy, that would be a lot of Bibles.
Now, supposedly, it's not supposed to help his campaign, but I think there's...
yeah, really?
I think there's something we don't know. Just a guess.
Well, yeah. Which campaign? Well, the campaign to elect him as president or the campaign to keep him out of jail? You know, the legal campaign.
Yeah, to pay his legal fees.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's all for. Uh-huh. In fact, I think that's what the RNC is for at this point.
Okay.
But anyway, we're talking about now chaplains in schools. We had this story previously, but it's catching on nationwide now. Lawmakers, mostly conservative states, are pushing a coordinated effort now to bring chaplains into the public schools, aided by a new legislation crafting network that aims to address policy issues from a biblical worldview and by a consortium whose promotional material says chaplains are a way to convert millions to Christianity. So that is what is taking place
in public schools
as we speak. Yes, it's taking on in all the red states. The red states are way, way, it's not ahead.
Well,
they're certainly exploring the Christian nationalism in each and every one of the red states.
And this is catching on?
It's catching on nationwide. Yeah. Yeah, this is a big deal now.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah, I think it should be. It should be. I mean, these are normally school counselors,
okay,
right? And now they're chaplains speaking the word of God. You know, that's the one way you could learn a lesson, I guess, you know, some chapter and verse from the Bible. But others, there's a psychological element to it, and school counselors are trained to deal with certain issues.
So the high school counselors,
problems teens have,
instead of sitting down and talking about the curriculum and what's going to get you into this college and how to get there, they're going to be like more like confessionals.
Yes.
Where the kids come in and confess.
Yes.
talk about.
And yes, and then they'll, you know, give you a Bible verse that you can, you know, guide your life course on.
That seems
it seems wrong.
Very
right?
strange.
It doesn't seem right.
6:29 news weather. Pam Young.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at Civic Media. Media.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Better bring your A game this week when it comes to risk management. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. A couple big reports coming out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, explains their importance.
Well, there's a couple major reports during the year that are the major goalpost setters, and this is one of them this week, which is the USDA planting intentions report. What are they going to be those forecasted planted acres for corn, soybeans, and wheat, as well as other crops? That comes out on Thursday at 11 o'clock Central Time. And again, it resets the goalpost basically for the next 6 months or next handful of months until we get the June plantings numbers, where we see where the numbers actually are. And then we get the third report like this in September, you know, the final plantings numbers.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. So the bullseye on Thursday for the release of those key USDA reports. Markets are getting prepared for those numbers. They're lower this morning. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Barrel cheese on Tuesday went up 0.75 cents to 143.75. 40-pound block cheese drifted 0.25 cents lower at 142.5. Double A butter was down 3.25 on Tuesday to 283 a pound. This morning, our April Class 3 milk's down 7 at 15.78. The May milk closed a nickel stronger at 16.37. Currently, December corn's down 4 at 4.64. November beans down 3 at 11.87. July wheat's down 2 at 5.57. Don't forget, now is the time to become a rainfall reporter partner with the National Weather Service. Some critical geography that needs rainfall reporters include Lang Lade, Monroe, Pepin, Washera, and Vilas counties. You can get involved today. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. That's WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and participate. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy on the radio. You're listening to Shondell Marks, and she was at Kona Michi last night up in Baraboo. And she called me a couple of days before that performance and said, "Hey, why don't you come up and do a couple of songs?" It was kind of a recital. She has a bunch of adult students that
songwriters
and vocalists. And, Shondell plays in five or six Madison bands, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets being one that's actually celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. But, I've known her for a while, and we always wanted to perform, somewhere together, but we never really had a chance, and she's very busy, and, of course, my schedule is just packed. I don't get out much.
You had time to go to the wine bar last night.
That's right. So she called me a couple of days ago, and she said, there's only going to be like maybe 15 people there, 20 people, because I haven't publicized this. This is not a big deal. But, the students want to get up. They each have a song or two they're going to play. And then it's sort of an open mic situation. I'm going to play some songs. Why don't you come join me and everything? So we get there and we got all set up and everything. And these people just kept coming in. And it turned out to be like
a crowd.
A crowd. Wow. It was full house, actually. Oh, no. And we didn't bring that much equipment. It was like, oh boy, here we go. But it turned out to be great. And there was a tuba player there.
Somebody showed up with a tuba. They brought their tuba.
Yes. And they sang a song and then played the tuba. And wow. There were a couple other guitarists.
Only in Wisconsin, man.
Some guitarists got up and then Shondell and I played seven or eight songs together. And it was a great evening. It was just really fun. But I hadn't played out, in public for about a year because I lost my hearing for a while, and then my vocal cords, the whole thing was shot there for a few months. But, it was fun. It was a great time. So thanks to Shondell.
A little nerve-wracking, though, right?
A little nerve-wracking.
Singing along with a tuba player is a tough bit.
I didn't have to do that, but Shondell, anywhere you put her name out there, people are going to show up. Mm. She's really well-known in the Madison area and all around southern Wisconsin. So it was a little nerve-wracking for me because I didn't really know what to expect. And when she said, "It'll be a dozen people there," I should have known better.
Well, yeah.
They pack them in.
I know. When you go to that wine bar, you tip them down, man. And I can understand that you were probably just, just relaxing, tipping your fifth one down. And all of a sudden she said, "Hey, come on up here." And
exactly.
You're like,
yeah, because that's how I talk after I've had a couple. Guitar. Strings.
I was thinking, a lot of people, would bring along a harmonica, and play along, with their guitar and everything, but somebody brings a tuba in.
Yeah.
It's different.
I did a few Beatles songs. Shondell did some Fleetwood Mac songs. It was a good night. It was a great night.
Oh, so, well, that's fantastic.
Thanks to Shondell. Yeah, I just thought I'd share.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, you're a performer.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of an aspiring performer, but.
Well, you've never come to actually see me play anywhere, ever.
We've known each other for
35, 40 years.
Well, you've never invited me, so. You did.
Well, I didn't want to.
No, you did that.
I didn't want to publicize
did that last
it too.
Time. I know.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe something.
Well, I saw it on you. What? Facebook. You did a lot of Facebook promotion.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So you've seen it and you don't care to, come.
Well, I thought you'd
saying,
probably freeze up if you saw a friend out in the audience.
Right. You're right.
We got to have a John and Gordy jam session and put together a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You play an instrument, don't you, Sam?
I play a little bit of guitar and I played clarinet in a high school and college band.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll team you up with that tuba player from yesterday.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. I love it.
John has a couple of guitars, right?
I do. I have a couple of guitars. Yeah.
They got a lot of dust on them, I noticed, when I went over to your place.
Well, they're acoustic.
You don't play them very often.
Well, they're decorative guitars. Okay. Now. Now they are.
All right.
The thing is, you have a really beautiful, fantastic guitar.
I have
two of them. And you just can't part with them.
Right.
You know, it was such a difficult time trying to get the guitar in the first place. I went all the way out to Arizona, Phoenix.
Good Lord.
And then Phoenix didn't have it. I went to Tucson, Arizona, and I bought the guitars there.
Yeah.
And it was just my dream come true, actually. It's an Earthwood Ernie Ball acoustic guitar, and they have super thick bodies.
Okay.
And in fact, they really made the bass guitar that a lot of hirachi bands use.
Okay.
But in this case, they started making guitars, and out of the Ernie Ball. It's a classic, by the way.
I'll tell you something. I mean, best guitar place around up in La Crosse, Dave's Guitar.
Dave's Guitar, yeah.
It's been there forever. Yeah. And an amazing collection upstairs. His personal collection is unbelievable. But there's also a Dave's Guitar here in Madison and Milwaukee. He's branched out a little bit to a few other locations.
Well, I want to give a hat tip to the guitar shop, which is out on Johnson. And I had both my guitars tuned up there, and I have to say that you think, what, tuning up a guitar?
Well, they do a little.
Really, I mean, a little. Yeah. My God, my guitars came back completely different, sounding perfect, better than ever, even better when I first bought them. I'm thinking, wow, I didn't think tuning up a guitar would make that kind of difference.
They probably adjusted the neck, too.
They did adjust the neck, but they went inside somehow, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's a
just crazy. Okay. But boy, they're just beautiful guitars now. I have a Grammer too, by the way. Grammer, yeah. Well, you don't care.
All right, I got a Martin and
you do. A
couple
have,
of Fenders.
Yeah, yeah. You always say, "Well, I got one of the cheaper Martin." It's like, a cheap Martin.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
No, not really.
Okay.
It's Guitar Talk with John and Gordy, Mad Radio, 608-879-8255.
And I would base my next purchase on whatever we talked about.
Okay. All right, let's get to it.
All right.
What's next on the big list here?
Well, it's a heartbreaker for me.
Is it really?
Why is that? Well, Disney was out there
fighting
for the First Amendment.
Yeah,
so
fighting
long
the good
against
fight.
DeSantis. Just because they disagreed with the law, DeSantis decided to turn government against a private business just for, free speech rights. And, Disney gave up. They threw the towel in.
Why? So much
for the First Amendment. I guess it's not as strong as we thought it was. So they thought, well, we're never going to win a First Amendment case, government lashing out at a private business for having an opinion. No, so we're just going to give up. And that's what they did.
Well, which...
They gave up.
What story? Tell us more.
They didn't... you know what? They didn't actually send out a statement in regards to this. They merely acquiesced and gave up in the case. The lawsuit that they had against DeSantis, they just dropped out.
Mm.
They were, of course, not happy with the district management that DeSantis put in place. But they dropped all the lawsuits, everything, just gone.
What was the free speech angle on this?
The free speech angle, of course, is that they disagreed with DeSantis's law.
Okay.
Don't say gay law.
Okay.
They came out and they did not agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And DeSantis decided to turn government against it in retaliation.
Right.
And that wasn't enough to make a case in front of the Supreme Court or any court for that matter and win the case for the First Amendment. Please. I mean, this is like, handed to them on a platter.
Right.
And they just walked away.
Huh.
Anyway, it left unchallenged. This would have said, this is the statement that, I was so energized over.
Mm-hmm.
This is their belief at the time. If left unchallenged, this would set a dangerous precedent and give license to states to weaponize their official powers to punish the expression of political viewpoints they disagree with. That was Disney's position before. They dropped out and just gave up on the First Amendment. I should have guessed this is what they would have done. I hate Disney. I hate them.
So, yeah.
Well, I've hated them. Yes. Yes, I've hated them for a long time. Look.
Why? You don't like the Disney movies? They're like Dumbo
I love the Disney movies. You know, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which you guys both should definitely watch sometime. But they held on to the television show Zorro, and they put it away in their damn vault.
Yeah.
In the old days, they put things away in their vault. You know what they did is they cleaned up their VHS movie versions of it,
yes.
And they made you buy that, and then they locked it away in their vault again until the next digitization of it.
Right.
And then, all of a sudden, they're like holding everything in these vaults.
Right. Because the thinking is that makes them more valuable because people haven't seen them for so many years. They want to see it again, and here comes the next digital format or whatever, so they re-release it.
And then, of course, they held Disney off.
Yeah.
The Zorro series. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I wanted my little kids, my boys, to watch Zorro as their first superhero.
Zorro was kind of cool.
And it kept, it was really cool. Guy Williams is like the best Zorro ever.
And he did that.
Going to have to bust out the VCR and show him the old-fashioned way, I guess.
Yes. Well, it's on now. They do have it on the Disney Plus channel.
Oh, okay.
But now, of course, they're in their 20s.
Yeah, they don't care about Zorro now.
They could have walked around with the Zorro mask and sword fighting throughout the house.
Do the Z that he did at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
And it was just, it's like the first superhero I ever admired.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to experience it as well.
Right.
And it was in the Disney vault.
Yeah.
What the hell? And they never released it until now, Disney Plus, 80 years later. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
Especially for the baby boomers who grew up on it, we would like to have seen it maybe in our 40s and 50s and 60s. But no, it's in the Disney damn vault.
Well, we can see it now, though. It's
yes,
not too
now
late.
You can see it. A little secret, I have looked at the episodes, and the sword fight and the climax is at the end of the show.
Oh, really?
It's a
surprise.
About 28 minutes, but you go through it and just scan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is the crazy thing.
Yeah.
This was Disney, mm-hmm. and it was on, Sunday night, and the kids were all watching. So Zorro really never killed anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm watching the episodes, and all of a sudden, there's this sword fight at the end of the episode, and he kills a guy.
What?
He runs his sword through him.
Oh.
I couldn't even believe it. I'm still stunned. I don't know if this has happened in all the other episodes, which I have not scanned through yet.
Mm.
But it was stunning. But I got to say this though, the pose of Zorro after he kills this guy is just so fantastic. Oh my God! The pose that he had,
standing over the
guy. Yeah, standing over the guy. Oh my gosh! It was just it blew my mind. It really did. They have superhero poses and superhero poses, but this was like the ultimate superhero pose. It just, I melted when I saw this thing.
We'll have to see if we can get a screen capture of that or something.
You gave me that as an assignment. Okay, I'll post that on Facebook if I find it.
Please.
And by the way, I'm promising I am going to start posting stuff on Facebook, folks.
You keep promising that.
I'm going to
There's
do
nothing
it.
Showing up.
I responded to a few people who responded on Facebook last night. So that was my first endeavor.
Into Facebook, finally?
After all this time. Yeah, I do want to make it a source where we could put all our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just odds and ends.
Exactly.
Videos that we come across that we think are really fantastic, like the eyeglasses with the camera in it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crystal clarity and the rendition of coloring is just so wonderful now with technology. And now you can wear glasses and just order your glasses to take a video or a photo is just an amazing thing to me. I just love technology.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, then I can post that and show people what it looks like, what technology and how wonderful it is now. That you can do these simple things.
I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my chair for that. Please start doing that so we can all enjoy those things.
All right. Well, that's great. Fantastic. I'll try to do that.
It's 6:48. Coming up in our next hour, Christina Leffring from Tone Madison will be stopping by. And also we'll reveal the key word in our 7 o'clock hour for the Ride into Spring contest. Coming right back.
Here's Zorro's theme song, right?
MAGA Say the Darnest Things coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM. It's the John and Gordy Show, as we were saying. Mm-hmm. We've got a few things to cover this morning, especially what MAGAs say. They say the darndest things.
MAGAs do say the darndest things. It's also opening day for Major League Baseball, but the Brewers game against the Mets has been postponed till tomorrow because they have rain in New York. Right.
So. And the MAPAs, by the way, we should oftentimes mention them now.
The MAPAs?
The MAPAs. Make America Pray Again.
Oh, yeah. That's catching on, yeah?
Yeah, it's MAPAs. Really catching on now.
Okay.
You know yeah. It is.
So what are the MAGAs are saying the darndest things? What are they saying lately?
Well, we have a collection, you know. We've been kind of piling them up over here, and I thought, well, let's just spread them out.
Yeah, the file is getting pretty thick here. So
actually, let's spread it out after it failed. My whole plan was to play it in one day, and that failed miserably. I don't think we played one.
So we didn't get around to it. No. Well, we were having pancakes over at the short stack, I think. All right.
So why don't we play a little bit here of what MAGAs say, and they are the darndest things.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
All right.
Do you mind if I ask you who you voted for in the last election?
Trump.
I'm going to guess you voted for Trump.
It says Donald Trump.
Do you mind if I just ask you a few questions about things that Biden has done in his administration, and you can kind of give me your opinion on that? What did you think when Joe Biden suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light inside the body?
It is very sad that Joe Biden is clearly a dementia patient.
Supposedly we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
What do you think about Joe Biden saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Again, it's very sad, his mental capacity, and that is a very uneducated statement.
Okay, I'm so sorry. These are not, I got my notes mixed up. Can I ask you this question? Can we start over and ask you? Okay. What did you think when Donald Trump suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light into the body?
It depends what that technology is. That's a broad spectrum because, you know, you have MRI machines and CT machines and infrared and different things. So it just depends the context of that.
What did you think of Donald Trump saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Um,
dementia patient?
No, I don't believe that.
There are accusations that Joe Biden cheated on his wife with a porn star after his son was born. And there's actually a paper trail showing he paid the sex worker $130,000 to keep quiet about it.
Well, who did that? Joe Biden. And he was making, I think, less than $100,000 a year at that time.
That's right.
As a congressman, a senator. Now, how does he do that?
You tell me. Would you vote for someone that
paid? Of course not.
Okay. So Trump did do that.
Trump had a fling with Stormy Daniels.
And paid her $130,000.
Hush money, yes.
And you're voting for him.
I am. My father had affairs, too, and I still respect him.
How do you feel about Joe Biden using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
Joe Biden has a problem. He isn't an American. He isn't a patriot.
I'm sorry. I asked you. I said Biden and I meant Trump. So those were things that.
Trump?
Yes. Can I ask you the question again with
yes,
the right name? I'm so sorry. How do you feel about Donald Trump using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
My brother-in-law had flat feet. I'm sure you cannot go into a military zone, a Vietnam zone,
oops,
or any of the other zones with bad feet.
Sure.
You just can't do the job.
I agree.
And it actually impacts the other soldiers, puts them in danger.
Sure.
Yeah.
So no.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
I love that. Flipping it around. You got to love that, right?
Right, yeah.
All right.
Hey. Unbelievable.
Okay, I have another cut, and I found this morning.
Okay.
And they're interviewing a bunch of people who are going to vote for RFK Jr., all right?
Okay, yeah.
And then they said, well, you know what? What if RFK Jr. was not on the ballot? Who then would you vote for? And let's check out what this audience of people said.
All right, here's an important question I want to ask all of you. Each of you could just give me a quick answer on this. If Robert F. Kennedy Jr. weren't running, would you be more likely to vote for Trump, Biden, or somebody else?
I don't know.
Who would you vote for 4 years ago?
Biden.
What about you?
I was a Democrat.
Who would you vote for?
I think I would lean towards Donald Trump.
Who would you vote for?
I'd lean toward Trump.
Who would you vote for?
It's not a fair question, Gary. It's picking between the worst of two evils, and that's what Bobby was talking about.
Who'd you vote for 4 years ago?
I voted for Biden, but I actually would vote for Trump if you really pushed me into a corner, but thank God those aren't the options.
So you wouldn't vote for Trump, though, if that was a possibility?
I would, only because I'm very anti-establishment, and that's what Bobby is. He's anti-establishment without all the baggage. You know, he's going to restore trust and transparency to our federal institutions because he's a man of integrity, he has honor, and he's honest.
I'm going to ask you the same question. Who would you vote for if RFK Jr. weren't running? Trump, Biden, or somebody else?
I'm still undecided, but I would have to lean towards Trump.
So you're still undecided this year, though, you're saying?
Correct.
So you're just here to
I'm
see
just what, I'm open-minded.
But Trump would be the candidate.
Into that binary choice, yeah, I'd have to lean.
What about you?
I would lean towards Trump.
What about you?
I'd have to go third party. I just can't support either of those candidates, Biden or Trump.
So to review, how many of you said if RFK Jr. weren't running, you would most likely vote for Trump? Raise your hand high so I can see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many said Biden? And I think it was just one. And you said third party. Are you concerned that your vote for RFK Jr. could be a spoiler vote? Is anyone concerned?
No.
No, I'm not concerned about that. We need a change in America. We have to shift from the uniparty.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I would love to address that because I think that's ridiculous. There's never been a better time for a third party to win. Now's the time to do it.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That,
so it kind of tells you one thing, that RFK Jr. voters are actually taking votes away from Trump.
You think that's the case in Wisconsin?
I don't know, but I mean, that's a sampling. That's a huge sample of people who would vote for Trump instead if they can't vote for RFK Jr. So that's an amazing thing.
And back in January, Marquette University Law School had RFK at 16% in Wisconsin.
Mm, yeah, that's
and
that's
I think
huge.
That's actually gone up to about 19% now. So I mean, it could be a factor, especially in swing states.
It could be.
Hopefully, well,
and it seems like it's taking away votes from
Trump
at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll keep a track on it.
All right.
It is 6:58. And coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Christina Leffring from Tone Madison. We've also got the Ride into Spring keyword coming up after the top of the hour. We've got news, weather, and sports coming up.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After finding two of the construction workers who were killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge this week in Baltimore,